It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Authorities in Northwest Indiana are sharing new details about a fatal shooting in the parking lot of an auto supplier in Portage as they announce an arrest in this morning's shooting. Police just updated reporters less than 90 minutes ago. WBBM's Terry Keschner is here at the anchor desk with late details.
Yeah, Jim, Portage, Indiana police say 22-year-old Linnell Jenkins was shot multiple times. It happened at the Cameco manufacturing facility. This happened following a brief argument with a fellow employee all around 3:30 this morning. Police say then Jenkins was pronounced dead after that shooting. Police say that the other employee has been identified as 20-year-old Lupe McGee. Now, he was arrested at his home in Maryville about 6 hours later. About 9:30 this morning, police say there was no incident when he was taken into custody. And police now say McGee has been charged with murder and he has been ordered held without bond. And police are still trying to sort out all the other details of this. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A 69-year-old former employee of Argonne National Laboratory is sentenced to a year and a half in prison for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. Robin Rearson of Schiller Park pleaded guilty to a number of charges, including assaulting officers. Rearson, who turns 70 next month, also faces 3 years of supervised release and $7,000 in fines and restitution. The head of the Chicago Public Schools went to City Hall today to answer questions about the system's looming financial needs.
More than three dozen alderpersons called for a hearing on the state of the public schools. Embattled school CEO Pedro Martinez and his team answered the call. 19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea was livid that the school board did not.
I can't begin to frame my frustration that there are no members of the Board of Education here. None of the outgoing members, none of the incoming members. They were all invited.
Martinez says more state aid and help from the city are needed. Ninth Ward Alderman Anthony Beal worried about spending and consequences.
At what point do you anticipate, if funding is not increased, that you would look at layoffs and cuts?
So we would not be doing cuts during this school year. We would just have a higher risk of more cuts next school year.
Martinez has resisted Mayor Brandon Johnson's demand that the system take on more high interest debt to close the budget gap. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Teachers Union is taking action to challenge the closure of seven charter schools serving largely Latino communities. CTU Organizing Director Rebecca Martinez says the city should learn from its mistakes and recognize the harm that school closures have on communities.
It is a failed experiment. It was a failure in 2013 when 50 schools closed in black communities, and it continues to be a failed policy and practice today.
Acero leaders cite declining enrollment and increasing personnel costs as reasons to close seven schools at the end of this school year. In Indiana, some county officials are being warned not to ignore the state's ban on sanctuary cities by the state's attorney general.
Attorney General Todd Rokita says he's heard from constituents about problems caused by mass migration into areas like Lake and St. Joseph counties. Through communications with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, the attorney general alleges that the St. Joseph County Police Department and Lake County Sheriff's Department failed to honor 40 ICE detainer requests between March and September of this year. Rokita sent letters to officials in both counties, warning he'll pursue legal action against them after November 8th if they refuse to follow state laws. Rokita says, quote, hardworking Hoosiers are sick and tired of paying the price for this left-wing nonsense, and our office will not back down on this issue. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A popular pizza chain celebratory promotion was such a hit yesterday. Its CEO is apologizing.
To celebrate its 60th anniversary, numerous Rosani's locations reverted back to pricing when they started in 1964. Large two-topping pizzas for $3.50. No surprise, customers ate up the promotion, but that led to some issues. Some on social media complained locations that were supposed to be participating, which included none in Chicago, were actually not taking part, and that some that were ran out of pizzas despite orders being placed. Rosani CEO Jeff Rosani has issued a statement thanking customers for the outpouring of support and apologizing to those who did not get their pizza, promising to reach out and, quote, make good on their promise. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The alderwoman representing Rogers Park denied a local church's request for a parking lot to serve their congregation. But now she says the church apparently appealed to a higher power.
49th Ward Alderwoman Maria Haddon says she is dismayed at St. George's Cathedral leaders after they shared plans to build a parking lot at 1530 West Toohey after Haddon had initially denied a zoning change. In a newsletter, Haddon says she denied the church's request to reconsider the proposal, but church leaders found another legal pathway to create the parking lot. The church received a permit last week to build it on the vacant lot next door to the church. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some parents of Glenbrook South High School are speaking out after what they say is a second online anti-Semitic incident. The board emailed parents last week that a picture that many said looked like a suicide bomber with an ominous note was not a threat. Parent Paul Eisenstadt tells the school board he's disappointed in how it responded to a student's social media post.
To anyone unfamiliar with the threat of suicide bombings or the symbol of a suicide vest, I can tell you it is not a costume. It is a symbol of terror and violence and, yes, a threat. Given the context of the call to resume suicide attacks issued the day before, no one can reasonably claim the image from Glenbrook South was not a threat, at least not until it was confirmed the vest was not live.
The board held a special meeting over the weekend and plans to offer an update later this month about the situation.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.